Tune into Psy.
Spend the day with Psy.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Shri Sai Ram. Good morning and welcome to Morning Glory on Thursday Live from the magical kingdom of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. This is your host Karuna coming to you live from the Christmas Maryland called Prashanthi Nilayam, where every possible inch of space has been decorated by the overseas devotees of Bhagwan Baba. This year, it is the devotees from New Zealand in the lead and they are assisted as always by the South Africans and other overseas devotees. As you may be aware, dear listeners, the Satya Sai International Organization is spread in over 121 countries around the globe. Meanwhile, today is the 27th day of December 2018. So basically, this is our very last Thursday Live of the year 2018. And what a year it has been for Thursday Live and for all of us. It's been a year full of spiritual carnivals, joyful celebrations and hearts overflowing with gratitude. That pretty much sums up our lives in the Divine Valley, better known as Prashanthi Nilayam, India, the spiritual capital of the universe, where the time right now is exactly 40 minutes past 9 a.m., that is Indian Standard Time. The current temperature is a pleasant 22 degrees Celsius. We are experiencing overnight lows in the late teens and daytime highs around 30 degrees Celsius. Bright sunshine, zero pollution, that is air pollution, and a very high quotient of inner happiness, some of the general climate these days. Traffic in downtown Puttaparthi this morning was busy. Inside the ashram, the pedestrian traffic is very heavy. And the flower and coconut vendors sitting right across from the Ganesha gate are busier than ever these days. Lots of devotees are going for the colorful flowers, especially those pink and red and yellow and orange and white roses, which they bring one each or a dozen each to offer on the Mahasannidhi after darshan. And also, might I add, the strings of fragrant white jasmines are selling very fast, as I noticed that foreign devotees like to wear them like hairbands on their generally short hair. Speaking of foreign devotees, it appears as though the entire global community is represented in Prashanthi Nilayam right now. From little babies to older devotees, you can observe multicolored hair palette at darshan, from bleach blondes to strawberry red to brunettes to darker hair and also silver grays. As always, because I say this all the time, the scene at darshan appears like a picture from Nat Geo, the National Geographic. The International Sai Organization has just concluded the grand and glorious Christmas celebrations 2018 with deep love and reverence, staying true to the organic spirit of this holy day. Dear listeners, I urge you to catch up in case you have missed some of our celebrations on the webcast, whether it was music or dramas or speeches, by just visiting us at radiosai.org. And today, I will be delighted to bring you a live from the studio interview with a group of SSC children, that is the Sai Spiritual Education students from Auckland in New Zealand. As you may be aware, New Zealand offered a drama yesterday evening in the Mandir. The conversation with the children from New Zealand is coming up on the other side of the show this morning. So please don't go anywhere. Stay with us for the entire duration of Morning Glory. But up first, I have with me three outstanding ladies who are blazing trails in their own spheres in different parts of the world. And all three of them have something in common. They love Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. They were educated by Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba right here at the Shri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School. And they are here in the Divine Valley today for a very specific reason. I'm happy to introduce you to the three of them. My first guest is Sai Geeta MN, who joined the primary school in the year 1982 as a fifth grader, and this was at the explicit command of Bhagwan. She completed, that is Sai Geeta MN, completed her 12th and continued her BSc degree at the Anandpur campus of the Satisai University. She received the gold medal from the divine hands for topping her class. She went on to do her master's in physics at the Bangalore University, where she was the recipient of, guess how many? 6 gold medals, the highest till then. She set a new record. Based on Bhagwan's directions, Sai Geeta MN went on to complete her M.Tech in electronics, getting a gold medal there too. Wow, this is a lady with many gold medals, obviously. Later, she has joined the software industry and hence worked in various capacities. Currently, Sai Geeta MN is a senior software architect working on machine learning and big data at Tesco. That's the British retailer, I'm guessing. She was an active member and an SSC teacher in the Hartfield Sai Center while she was in the UK briefly. She's one of the coordinators of a gratitude program coming up here on the 31st of December. Sairam Sai Geeta, and welcome to Radio Sai.
Sairam sister, it's been such a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having us here. Thank you.
We are very happy to have you too. The feeling is mutual, Sai Geeta. My second guest is Suvarna Kolguri, who was drawn to Bhagwan in the late 80s as a Bal Vikas child growing up in Muscat. Her life-changing event happened when she joined Swami's primary and higher secondary school for her 8th standard, that is grade 8, in 1992. In 1997, after completing her 12th grade high school, she moved on from this haloed institution to pursue biomedical engineering from Manipal, and then to pursue master's in software systems from the prestigious institution called BITS Pilani, which is the Birla Institute of Technology and Sciences in Pilani. She is currently working as a software engineer in Dallas, Texas, the USA, where she has been living for the last 11 years with her husband, who also is an alumni of the Prashanthi Nilayam Institute. Both Suvarna and her husband are actively involved in Bal Vikas movement, which they have started with Swami's blessings about 7 years ago. And they take active part in the Dallas Sai Center activities. And Suvarna is blessed with a daughter who is interestingly now studying in Swami's primary school, which she joined in grade 1 5 years ago. So you may recall that last week I had a guest also from who was an alumna of the Sri Satisai Higher Secondary School, Mrs. Shubha Kotha. Her daughter also continues to study, her daughter Vidya, in Swami's school. And today Suvarna is with us, and her daughter is also studying in Swami's school, her mother's alma mater. Seems to be an intergenerational link. So Sairam, Suvarna, and welcome to Radio Sai.
Sairam Karina sister, for hosting us in this Thursday live program. It's such a pleasant surprise.
From Swami, of course, it is for all of us. Manjula B. Bhatt is my third guest. Manjula Bhatt is an alumnus of the Sri Satisai Higher Secondary School, and where she studied from 1990 to 95. She joined in grade 8 and went on to complete her high school here. From 1995 to 98, she completed her BCom honors degree from the Sri Satisai Institute of Higher Learning, Anandpur campus. During her final year, Swami told her, "I am in you, with you, around you. Why fear?" And then he strictly instructed her to get married. Manjula is now a proud mother of 3 beautiful children and an entrepreneur running a tuition center. Also, under the Women's Entrepreneurship Scheme, she is running a retail business of Amul India products. Manjula hails from a family of long-standing devotees of Swami. She is also a Bal Vikas student from Coimbatore Center and is proud to say that she has performed many dance programs in front of Swami. Currently, she is an active member of the T. Nagar Chennai Alumni Association. Sairam Sister Manjula.
Sairam Didi, thanks for having us here.
It is a delight and an honor to have our own sisters coming home, so welcome to you. Now ladies, let's begin with Sai Geeta. Sai Geeta, what can you tell us? Why are you and so many other, we are seeing a lot of our younger sisters who are alumni of the Satisai Higher Secondary School coming back and descending into the Divine Valley and taking over a lot of stuff here. What's going on? What is this happening?
Yes, sister. So we are here as part of the alumni meet that we have every year on the 31st of December. It is a day where we are privileged and we are having an opportunity to offer our gratitude to Bhagwan Baba and to all our loving teachers. It is like a homecoming for us, a great homecoming that we look forward to. And it is also a day that helps us celebrate Sai in our lives. It is something we do every day, but explicitly on the 31st of December.
Right here in the Divine Presence.
Yes, that's right.
Swarna, you wanted to add?
Yes, sister, as Sai Geeta sister mentioned, we are all here to recharge, to relive our sweet memories of our Divine Lord and to reconnect with our friends with whom we grew up sharing Swami's experiences. And I consider Puttaparthi as my spiritual holiday retreat and come here to relax and rejuvenate and get away from all the stressful mundane life. Swami used to tell the girl students, you have come to your mother's home at Prashanti Nilayam. So we are here to experience our Mother Sai's love during these days of homecoming, coming home to our Mother Sai.
Nicely said. Now, you all three of you are doing exceedingly well in your personal and professional lives in different spheres. Manjula being an entrepreneur and running a tuition center and the women's entrepreneurship program, and both of your Sai Geeta and Swarna are in the IT industry. How has your education at the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School served you to do what you do today? Manjula?
Sai Ram Didi, Sai education is not only about academics.
Surely.
Yeah, but it leads to the overall development of an individual, stressing on values. My aunties and teachers at school have been my role models in running my tuition center, wherein I wait to interact with my students. Staying in Swami school, I have been a recipient of unconditional love and attention from the dedicated teachers who were never constrained by time. I remember in our 10th standard, Swami gave us all hall tickets and we got Pada Namaskar. From that moment, we decided we must make Swami proud and we must study very hard. We used to do late night studies and teachers were ready with the sandwiches so that we can study, motivate us with all delicious food. Early morning when we used to get up, again teachers were ready to clear our doubts. We all studied as a family. Teachers were always willing to help us. My academics has always helped me to run the tuition center. But the recipe for the success of my tuition center is the unconditional love that I received from my teachers. And I want to pass that on to my students, my family, my children, and to the society.
I think that is really what Swami was hoping for, that his students would do. What we have received in such great abundance, if even an iota of it we can pay forward and pass it on to others, we would be serving society well. Sai Geeta, your thoughts?
Yes, Didi. So as Manjula rightly said, there are two aspects to the education we receive here. One is the curriculum based, and we all know that we are par excellent on the curriculum side, and most of the alumni have placed themselves in wonderful positions in life. But that is just a small part of what we have received here. The bigger part is the value based education we have received here, and a deep understanding of life and its purpose. That is what keeps us going. And almost at every step in my life, I see that these values make a huge difference. There are times in the office when in a very stressed situation, I'm able to handle it so calmly that most often I have traveled quite a bit and I have worked in various offices. But the common theme I hear from my colleagues is, how come Sai, that's what I'm called at office, Sai. So how come, Sai, you're always so calm and you're able to take such a balanced decision? And I attribute it completely to the value system and the education I've received here. And Swami has told, in fact, in a message he wrote to my father, the best method of spreading Vedanta philosophy is to live it. There is no other royal road. So I think we alumni, are actually, in our own small ways, practicing the values that we have learned here and making quite a difference to the families we have become part of and to the environment that we live in. Just to share an example here, One day, one of my colleagues came to me and poured out his heart, saying he has so many troubles, both personally, professionally, and he's just totally lost as to what to do. I heard him very patiently, and finally I thought, there is no human solution to all his problems. So I explained Jyoti meditation to him in a brief way and said, why don't you try this? I assure you that you will feel a lot better. He heard me and he said, it sounds too difficult for me. This is not something that I've ever heard of. So can you do it on my behalf? Okay.
He was outsourcing. He's getting too much used to outsourcing.
Yes, that's right. And so I said, okay, I do it regularly on a daily basis. So the next morning when I did my Jyoti meditation, I just engulfed him and his troubles as well with the divine light of Swami and the love of Swami, and completed it and went back to office. As soon as he entered office, he came loudly, boisterously, "Sai, I don't know what you did, but I feel so light, I feel so happy, I feel solutions are around the corner. What is the magic you did? Anyway, it doesn't matter. Thank you so much, thank you so much." You know, it was very shocking for me to realize that even that tiny Jyoti meditation we do can make such a difference to people around us. Yes. So I attribute all of these kind of differences we make to people around us to the lovely education and the learning, the practical learning we have received in these institutions.
Wonderful to hear that. Thank you for sharing that. I hope your friend is feeling much better now.
Yes, very, very much.
Good to hear that. Swarna?
The values that we imbibed in school while we were growing up by observing Headmiss Auntie, Warden Auntie, Kitchen Auntie and the other teachers, these values come flashing across my mind whenever I'm in a difficult situation. And I think, what would Auntie have done when this situation arose in school? So I think this and this forms a strong foundation for my response. Since I'm a Balvikas teacher, I take similar disciplinary measures that Auntie used to take when confronted with such issues. The practical value-based lessons that we learned from all these teachers in school have formed a strong foundation of duty, discipline and devotion in me. And observing their day in and day out activities, dealing with students all the time, explaining Swami's values to them, helping them impart those, helping them imbibe those values, all these, all the while reflecting on Swami's teachings, molding the young minds, these things are what we stress upon even in Balvikas to the students. I'm always reminded of one precious advice that Muni Aunty, during one of our early morning assemblies in school, she gave us. She had said, "Do not cry for anyone other than Swami. Nothing else and no one else is worth crying over." I remember this whenever I'm in a tough or emotional situation and ask myself, is this really worth more than Swami? Of course, I would work hard to resolve the issue, but with a much more relaxed mind and devoid of any emotion. So it has always helped me make a right decision.
Very, very good life advice. Nobody is, I think, worth crying over other than Swami. Truly, and I think nobody is worth even fighting with it except Swami, because when I am in difficulty, the one person I go to and I vent to is Bhagwan. And I think nobody else is worthy of my venting also. Because people can be very judgmental, they can even gloat at your misery. But Swami is so understanding and patient, that is so true. Wonderful to hear from young people like yourself, so much of depth and gravitas in your thinking. This is phenomenal. Now, Saikita, why is it important for all of you to connect to and in Prashanthi Nilayam with each other and with Swami? Why?
So for us, whether we have realized it or not, because we have grown in this place, Swami is everything for us. The first and the foremost thing in our lives is Swami. And it is in Prashanthi Nilayam that we have seen him, we have lived with him, we have lived for him, and we have experienced his immense love.
And if I may add, he has lived for us also.
Yeah, that is so true. And whether we realize it or not, I think as we grow older, we start realizing that yes, all his life he spent especially for his students. He used to wait for us so much in the darshan grounds.
He said that we were his only property.
Yes.
How precious does that make you feel?
Yes.
Each of us is his precious princess and prince.
That's very true. And so I feel that it is necessary to come back to Prashanti, to connect here, especially Swami is to tell us in the interviews, and as a young kid it has made a lot of impression on my mind, that all cars have to come back to the service station for a regular service. However good a brand it is, doesn't matter. It has to undergo regular service to do its duty well. And we all are manufactured by him literally, and in this journey of
and
our
designed
lives,
by him,
designed by him, yes, designed, honed, taken care, grown by him, and hence I think it is very, very necessary for us to come back to Prashanti, to service and overall our spiritual beings, and to recharge us ourselves, to rejuvenate ourselves, and go back so that we make a better journey in our life towards him. And the one thing I look forward to is that pleasant smile on Swami's face saying, I'm happy with you, Bangaru. And for that, to achieve that, I have to come back to rejuvenate myself in his holy presence here. That is how I feel I need to come back and connect to Prashanti.
I think you resonate the thoughts of most of the girls who come here, and that's what, it's just connecting to the motherboard and getting that big boost, the recharge, and just sitting in that Kulwant hall, what things happen on the inside, it's very hard to explain. You feel so emotional, you feel so happy and light, and you come with a list of problems to tell Swami. For most of us, those problems, we can't even recall them once we enter the Kulwant hall. The magic just happens.
That's very true, Didi. In fact, when Swami was there in the physical form, we all used to actually get stunned into silence the moment he enters the hall, right?
Yes.
Till then our minds are all chattering, though physically we are silent. But when he comes, our minds also just still up. Even if he stands before you, you don't know what to ask him because you're so still in your mind.
Yes.
That continues to happen even now at the Samadhi. You go to offer your obeisance and you want to tell him a lot of things, but your mind is completely still and you come back. So that's how you feel his presence very much even now.
Yeah, that's what happens. And you know, I'm trying to mutter in my head all the things, the petitions I have to leave at the Mahasamadhi. By the time I go there, I tell him, you're the omniscient God. Now, you know what, I have forgotten. So take care, because it just erases. And as soon as the forehead touches the cool marble of the Mahasannidhi, something happens. And you rise and your heart is singing and you have a smile, or you're emotional and there's a spring in your walk. And you come out of that hall feeling totally having undergone a deep therapeutic experience, I feel.
Very true, very true.
Mm. I can resonate with everything you say. Actually, it's not my alumni meet, but I'm just as excited. I didn't study here, but my children did. So as a mother of multiple members of my family, my two children, my niece, I feel so excited about this reunion, though, because Swami didn't give me that opportunity because I was grown up by the time the school started, but he gave that opportunity to both my children and to my niece, and for that I'm eternally grateful to him. Now, Manjula and yourself, Suvarna, you all report, you're an entrepreneur, you run two businesses, Manjula. Suvarna, you work in a very high-stress IT industry in Dallas. When you do all that you do at home, in your business, in your profession, who exactly do you report to?
Sairam Didi, the seeds of devotion and prayers have been implanted in us by Auntie so strongly that we cannot report to anyone else mentally other than Swami. It is to Swami whom we are accountable to. We put in all our daily prayers to Swami. Recently, when my husband was hospitalized, I was very much troubled and I prayed to Swami and I seeked his refuge. That night, I had a dream. Swami gave me Pada Namaskar and Vibhuti and I said the prayer which Auntie had taught us. Anyatam sharanam nasti tvameva sharanam mama tasmat karunya bhavena raksha raksha shri saishwara. The next day I got up, and in the hospital doctor said, we can cure him by medicines also. Let's drop the idea of doing an open heart surgery. So I was so happy. Whom else can I report to, Didi, other than Swami, who is always there beside me, in me, around me, as he promised during my final year interview. Many of my relatives, they are so astonished that I'm staying in a big Gujarati joint family. But I owe all this to the values which I learned from my aunties and teachers. The aunties' magnanimously encompassing hearts, treating us all like her daughters. The teachers who always forgave our mischiefs and forgot and learned to carry on the next day. I learned all these from them. And I'm really thankful to Swami for having got me here to this wonderful education system. And I am accountable to Him and Him alone. Thank you, Swami, for guiding and guarding me day in and day out.
Thank you for that, Manjula. I just want, for the sake of our listeners, I just want to clarify, because we are speaking in a family environment, my three young guests keep referring to aunties. And these three aunties are our headmistress auntie, Ms. Munikal, our warden auntie, the late Mrs. Prema Bahal, and our kitchen auntie, Mrs. Indu Singh. So, Swami had, from the beginning, told the children that since they were joining at a very tender age of 4 or 5 in grade 1, he said, this is like your home and these are your aunties. So, we didn't have that kind of a strict, fearful environment where you had to be afraid of your warden or afraid of your headmistress. The kitchen auntie took care to provide you with the meals that comforted little children. So, they are referred to as aunties, and those are the three aunties that our guests are referring to. Just wanted to clarify that. And now, Suvarna, in your situation, who do you report to?
So, Karuna sister, I would like to give an example for this. Back in 2010, I was literally being pressurized by my husband to start Balvikas classes for children in Irving, where I reside, as that would be a good way to draw the entire family to experience Swami's love and His teachings. He insisted because I was a prior Balvika student as well as Swami student. I was very hesitant because I was always a student and never a teacher. So I kept brushing him aside. 1 year thus went by. The next academic year came up and he asked me again. So this time I did not want to displease him. So I said, just give me a little time to think about it. So he said, okay, he had to go somewhere. So he left the house. And to remove all that stress of those thoughts to start Balvika's class, it was a huge thing for me in my head. So to relax myself, I wanted to tune into the bhajan stream of Radio Sai, as I used to always do to relax myself.
Good choice.
So that day I opened Radio Sai, and I don't know how to this day, my finger went and clicked on the discourse stream of Radio Sai. Now the year was 2011, and the month was August, and it was just a few months after Swami's Mahasamadhi. So I did not really want to listen to the discourse stream and try to avoid it at every cost, because I would only get very emotional listening to Swami's voice in that stream. So today I did not know what happened. I just went and pressed the discourse stream, and there was Swami's loud voice that came in loud and clear. And the very first lines went like this: all students must take up Balvika's activities. This is one of the best service you can do. Do not worry if you don't have resources. How much ever in your capacity, just collect few children, tell them value stories, teach them bhajans, slokas. And this went on, and Swami spoke about Balvikas for the next 10 minutes. Well, this was a total blessing from Swami, and I remember being very desperate to communicate what just happened when my husband returned. The very coming weekend was the Labor Day retreat in the US. I was very tensed about not having any material to prepare for conducting these classes. Believe it or not, during that retreat, someone donated innumerable Balvika's reference books. So there was Swami guiding and providing the resources as well. So with His grace, we started conducting Balvika's classes from the very next week with 13 kids and got wonderful response from both children and parents. We have now grown to 100 students, a number that we had to restrict due to space constraints of our home. We are a group of 11 dedicated teachers for these children. So back to the question as to whom I would actually report to, it would be none other than Swami. He gives the orders and we need to report to Him. When we report to Him alone, we'll be very sincere in all what we do. So why the hassle of whom to report to always? You keep changing your job. You want to report to your boss. How many bosses will you keep changing to report to? So stick on to that one Lord who is always with you, has always been with you and will always be with you. Just keep reporting to him. That makes the job very simple.
I know, I understand, and regardless of where the paycheck comes from, whatever is printed on the paycheck as the name of the employer for us is always Swami.
Yes.
Now, Swarna, I have a question for you. What I want to ask you, you're running Balvikas in your own home, and your husband is an alumnus of this institute, and yourself, you are an alumnus of the higher secondary school. How is it that your only child, you chose to enroll her in Swami's school at a very tender age from grade 1 in Prashanthi Nilayam? I'm sure Dallas has great schools, oil country, nice private schools, public school system. Why the choice? How do you explain that?
Yes, Karuna sister, I totally agree with you. There are many wonderful options back there in the U.S. to join my daughter. And there are many reputed, highly graded schools which are very tempting to join her back in U.S. But none of these schools, you know, even the highly graded ones, offer an ideal combination of academic excellence along with spiritual knowledge. The children who study here gain the spiritual knowledge by listening to Swami's discourses, by having these education and human values classes as a regular class in their system, and even to listening to senior devotees who regularly go to school and talk to these children regarding their experiences with Swami. So this would mold the children to adults with a very strong character and would help them lead ideal lives. So here the children are imparted value-based education, not just the education that is given outside. The education is based on the five eternal human values of Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema and Ahimsa.
Go on.
Swami often quotes in his discourses, what is the purpose of this education? Is it merely for earning a living? Even birds and animals live. True education is for a more meaningful, a more purposeful life. It is this discrimination knowledge, this wisdom, which is sought to be imparted here in these schools. So all aspects of individual personality, whether it be spiritual, mental, psychological, anything, all these are catered to in this school. All the extracurricular activities that are framed and organized for these children enable a holistic development of the child overall. So this school offers 1,000 mothers' love. I could just offer one mother's love. So I consider my daughter very fortunate to study in this school.
I think you Americans are outsourcing too much to India. One mother's love. Okay, outsource my child to India. 1,000 mother's love in Prashanthi Nilayam. Did you want to add, Geeta and Manjula?
Yes, I just wanted to add that, you know, it is said the children may not be very good at listening to what elders tell them, but they never fail to imitate them. And I think we cannot have a better place than Prashanthi where we have so many role models.
True.
Right from our teachers to the elders who take care of the Nilayam. Right. And so I think unknowingly a child here is going to imbibe everything wonderful by imitation rather than just by listening.
Exactly. The whole ecosystem is at such a high vibrational level. A child doesn't know that he's being exposed to people who live very impeccable lives and who are eternally sacrificing. They think this is normal till they go outside and they discover, oh my God, nowhere else does the warden or the headmistress come and check your fever 5 times in the night and give you cold compress when you're sick. That doesn't happen. So,
absolutely, absolutely.
Then you realize, oh, this is all because of Swami. Why should a complete stranger devote their life to me and my well-being? And I think then it dawns on us that they did it because they were inspired by Swami. Manjula, did you want to add to that?
I think Suvarna has taken a right decision in putting her daughter in school.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and she'll be a proud mother soon. Didi, when I joined the school, I did not know a word of English. I was from a village and I used to struggle for making sentences. But this home of mine has given a confidence in me. And today I'm talking live with you. None of them judged me. Aunties embraced me in their love. My friends helped me to correct my accent. There was competition called Just a Minute competition, wherein we could pick up a chit and we have to talk.
For a minute on that topic.
For a minute on that topic. Right. That has helped me to gain confidence.
And look at you today, talking away on live radio.
Yes. Sai. And I'm really thankful to the aunties. And I still remember warden auntie used to learn some Gujarati words and talk to me, Kencho, just to make me feel at home. I'm thankful to all my friends and aunties who have given me this confidence. Today what I am is because of them.
Very nice. I know you were telling me that the day you suddenly spoke.
Yes, I told the line, at the tender age of 14, he threw his books to lead mankind from darkness to light. Still, I remember those lines, and my friends and aunties, they all gave me a huge applause because that was the full complete sentence I spoke.
And a very important sentence. I think after that, Goddess Saraswati got activated in your thyroid gland. And
yes,
you've been speaking away very good English ever since. Manjula, how does it feel to be home today?
I'm very excited, Didi. And my heart is full of gratefulness and happiness. And I'm waiting to go and have the delicious food which I was missing for past 1 year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, last year we went and had. I'm waiting to eat the delicious rasam which will be served over there.
I know.
Auntie's waiting to call us and embrace us. Yeah, I'm waiting for that day.
I know, because I know a lot of Sai students who come back to Parthi, first thing they want to do is have lunch at school. It's so delicious. Yes. And they miss the rasam and the sambar.
Yes.
I'm told it's the world's tastiest sambar. I believe I've not been invited to it that many times lately.
Please come and join me.
Yes, I should do that. And I have a question for all three of you. Now, you're sounding so excited and happy to be here. And a lot of your brothers and sisters from the primary and higher secondary school have not been able to make it. What's your message to them?
So all of us go through many ups and downs in our lives, and though we very badly want to be here on the 31st of December at least, without fail, there are quite a few who are not able to make it. So my message to them would be, please do try really hard, push yourselves to as much as possible and make it for this one day, so that you will see all the trouble is worth it, because when you go back so rejuvenated and so happy, so light, that nothing in life looks too difficult after that. But even in spite of all that effort, in case you are not able to make it, please do join us live from wherever you are. And Swami, the indweller, knows your troubles, knows what you're going through, and he's more than happy watching you, happy that you have put in your effort, and certainly he will bless you wherever you are.
Thank you. Swarna?
So we have received so much love, care and affection from all these teachers and Swami himself during our precious childhood days, so much so that each of these teachers remembers each one of us
Isn't
by our name.
Isn't that incredible?
It's truly amazing. So my message would be that let us try to come here on this one day and one day in the year and return all that love and affection that these teachers have showered upon us. They literally open their arms wide at school to receive us in the evening after the program once we alumna go back to school for the dinner that Manjula's sister was talking about. This is one experience in the year, and it is enough to recharge us for the entire year and start the new year with an atmosphere full of love and affection.
What a nice way to say thanks for the year gone by and prepare yourself for the new year. Wonderful. Manjula?
I feel, sisters, we must come back here every year because this is our home and we might have many problems. And I know personally this is the place where I can come and I can take refuge of any of my aunties, teachers or friends. They were always ready to help us. And sisters and brothers, from today onwards, please make a prayer every day. Swami, please call us. Please call us. If you are not able to make this year 2018, make a prayer every day from today onwards. Swami, please call us in 2019. We should be able to be there.
Very true, because none of us can step into Prashanthi Nilayam without Swami's will. So we also have to pray for his permission. And then all of a sudden your schedule clears up, your life circumstances rearrange themselves and you find you're able to make it.
I do that, Didi. Because after July ATP Golden Jubilee celebrations, I started praying, Swami, please call me for December.
Smart girl. Good move. I do that as soon as I go for any work outside of Prashanthi Nilayam. Swami, make sure my work gets done. Even if it's for a day trip to Bangalore, get me back to my heavenly home very quickly. Because My heart beats a very odd way when I'm outside of Prashanti. The moment I cross the first Gopuram gate, the one before the super, I can hear those strings of an invisible sitar playing in my heart, and there's a smile on my face, and I feel everything is okay with the world. This is my safe heaven. Imagine being in a mall or traffic in Bangalore and then getting transported to Prashanthi Nilayam. Oh, what relief.
What a wonderful comparison.
Two contrasts, I tell you. Seriously. Now, sisters, you know, after we all, clearly, without exception, all of us who studied here, we are so attached to Swami and His divine form. And when the Mahasannidhi happened, all of us were clearly shattered and grieving, and we felt a huge void in our lives. And after that, a lot of us were chasing mirages and dreams and alternate realities. We wanted to hold on to something. Now, this question is for all three of you. What is your advice to your own sisters and brothers who might have, you know, got distracted by fantasy just to assuage that pain in their heart and that feeling of missing Swami? What would you say to them?
Didi, Swami, in a way, came with such a beautiful form that He mesmerized us completely, and we kept on clinging on to that form. All through His life, in umpteen number of discourses, He told us that the actual goal of life is to turn within and seek Him within. But His form was too irresistible. We could not turn away from the external form that we were able to experience, the love we were able to experience, and turn inward. And I think on the Mahasamadhi Day, He gave the biggest message, and He asked us to start our true journey. So far, we were running after the form, and it was irresistible, nobody to blame. He is so beautiful, and so we went after it. But now, all those seeds that He had sown into us about the true journey of life, we had to start working towards it. So I think, how many of a number of forms we run after, we are not going to achieve anything except that momentary bliss of being with Swami. But I think the true journey should be to get the permanent companionship of Swami within us. And so there is no point running after anything at all. We have to start our journey and stop looking for alternate realities, I think. And Swami has actually showered so much love on us, told us everything that has to be told already. So what more do we want? What are we seeking when we go elsewhere? We have everything in our hands. Why are we not utilizing that and taking steps towards the true journey of life to discover the Sai within?
Nicely said, Manjula.
As Sai Geeta Didi said, this journey, we have come from Swami and we are going to go back to Swami.
Truly.
When we were students, Swami told one small chinnakatha. He said, children, if you want to dig well, you have to dig in the same place to reach the water level, to reach the depth. If you dig at different places, you will not be able to dig a well. Correct?
You will have a shallow little pits everywhere.
So similarly, God in our heart, it's not a musical chair. It is a single chair where Swami has to sit. We have to keep Swami in our hearts. Have complete faith, dedication and devotion in Him that He is there with us. He will take care of us. He will see to that we cross this journey of life smoothly and safely. Dear Sai, like how you guided all of us, our students, please guide each and every one of the devotee to be by you, to take refuge in you and to believe in you. Shower us with your immense love, Sai. Let us not waver away from you.
Wise words, profound. Suvarna, your thoughts, please.
I'm reminded of a discourse that Swami gave in 1996 during Christmas time when Swami had created the microbible. That time Swami was talking about the temporary visa and the permanent visa. So Swami said, we must acquire the permanent visa, and that is grace. That is love. So he continued to say that once we have this love, we do not need to go to other places. Many people keep hopping to different places and spending money. You do not need to go anywhere. God is within you. Have full faith in your God. Don't change your faith day by day. Don't change your concentration. Follow one path. Have belief in one God. That is the spirit of love. So I would like to add here that we may miss Swami's physical form. Of course, that was very dear to us. we keep recollecting all those divine memories. But that doesn't mean we will go elsewhere once that form is no more. You may go to another, but what will you do when that form also goes away? You just keep hopping one form toward the other form. So just turn inward. This was the lesson Swami gave through his Mahasamadhi. Turn inwards, find Swami seated in your single seated sofa and believe in him, trust in him and carry on your lives.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. So we need a permanent visa, a diplomatic visa to the kingdom of God. We need to stick to the one Lord. I mean, we have access to the grace of the ocean. Why do you want to dip into a little pond or a river or even a mirage in sand, which appears like water, and when you touch, you're only going to burn? Before I come back to all three of you for your final thoughts, I just have a very important announcement for our listeners. Dear listeners, I hope you're paying close attention to what my guests are saying in the studio, and I have a whole lot of young guests waiting to speak to all of you from New Zealand, but there is a number I need you to write down, please. This number is extremely important for us and you to stay connected, and this number is easy to remember. It's a phone number. It's an India phone number, so +91 for our foreign listeners. The number goes like this: 93 93 258 258. So it's very repetitive: 93 93 258 258. And guess what this number connects you to? The WhatsApp number of Radio Sai feedback line. So with Swami's grace and blessings, we now have this WhatsApp feedback number, 93932 58 258, and you can send us your feedback instantly, even as you're listening to a program, and we'll set it up on our computer so every RJ who is alive can see your feedback coming in, and we don't have to log into our emails, and you don't have to, because phones are easier to manage. Only one tiny request, dear sisters and brothers, please don't use this number for sending us forwards. If you have a forward to share, send it to listener@radiosai.org, because it's hard to read it on live and decide what is a forward, and we won't be able to take calls on this, but we look forward to your text messages. And in this regard, I just want to say how much we appreciated the enormously overwhelming and positive response we have had to our Hindi broadcast on Tuesday. Har Mangalwar ko sham ko 7:30 baje se 8:30 baje tak Radio Sai ki Hindi stream pe jo aap logon ne apne vichar hame bheje hain, uske liye aap sabka hamare dil se bahut bahut dhanyawad. And it's been very, very encouraging for us to know that so many people in the Hindi heartland actually listen to our Hindi program, which is Sai Prem Dhara Vani, Sai Prem Vani, which begins from 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. every Tuesday. So with that little infomercial, I will go back to my three guests, Suvarna Kolguri, Manjula Bhatt, and Sai Geeta MN. All three ladies, what are your final thoughts?
I like to express my sincere gratitude to Swami for having me introduced to such a loving family.
And which family? Your in-laws or us?
Sai family.
Sai family, okay.
Only Sai family can stand with us in all ups and downs.
Truly.
Yes. So thank you, Swami, for giving me such a lovely Sai family. And today is the day I need to express my gratitude to all the aunties and the teachers. Today what I am is only because of you teachers. Your dedicated love and service to each and every one of us. Thank you, teachers, and thank you, aunties. If I am able to do multitask my role as a mother, as a teacher, as an entrepreneur, it is only because of the inspiration which I got from you, auntie. Thank you, dear aunties and teachers. Thank you, Swami.
Nicely said. Thank you, Manjula. Sai Geeta?
Yes, I think I would like to continue the same thought on gratitude. In various interviews, Swami has actually said, especially to the students, because he has spent so much time with the students, that gratitude is one important aspect we should not forget wherever we go. And so while this is one day where we come back to explicitly offer our gratitude, making every day of our lives a song of gratitude to Swami and to all that we have received from everyone here will open up such lovely horizons. We will get to experience it only when we do it. So I wish that we are able to all express and live a life of gratitude, every moment being a thought of gratitude to Swami and to all the things that we have received here.
Truly.
So I echo all what my two sisters have said just now, and I wanted to make one point here. My teacher by name Vasanti Aunty used to tell us while at school. She used to say, when we say thank you to Swami, Swami used to tell, do you thank your mother?
Mother, yes.
So we must not be using the words thank you, Swami. We must only say we offer our loving gratitudes to Swami for all that you have done for us and for all that you would do for us. I offer my gratitudes to all, and I thank all my teachers at school, Munya Aunty, Warden Aunty, Kichna Aunty, and all the other teachers who have brought us up with all the love, care, and affection. Thank you to all the teachers. Sairam.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you for being on the show. Suvarna Kolguri, Manjula Bhatt, and Sai Geeta MN. I really enjoyed having you on Morning Glory and listening to your inspiring words.
Thank you, Didi.
Thank you, Didi.
So, dear listeners, those were three princesses of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Three women, young women who are highly successful, dynamic, multitasking in their own respective fields. And they have all one thing in common. They have been through the Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, the Satya Sai system of education, and today they are shining in what they do. So while the outside world talks of legislating women's empowerment, women's education, around here, without talking, Bhagwan has been walking that talk and blessing us with this kind of empowerment. So in honor of these three ladies, I'm going to play a song in Hindi called Betiyan Hai Khas, and this is dedicated to the girl child, and it is an offering at the Lotus Feet by the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini program. And this song will be followed by a couple of important announcements. And on the other side of the announcements, I'm waiting. I have a whole bunch of young children and young adults from New Zealand who have been very patiently waiting in the studio. You will hear from them. So I urge you not to go anywhere. Stay with us. Enjoy the music. And on the other side, coming up, a conversation with the SSE students from New Zealand, Auckland, New Zealand, and some young adults. And as always, I urge you to quickly send us your feedback by, guess what? WhatsApp. And WhatsApp us at Radio Sai. Our number is 9393258258. I repeat, 9393258258. And request kindly excuses from any interesting forwards or phone calls. This number is only for receiving your feedback to our programs. So even as we are going live, it would be nice to hear from you. Thank you so much, and enjoy the music, and I'll be right back on the other side of the music with the children from Auckland, New Zealand. Sai Ram.
Bhi yahi khas, hum bhi.
Sairam, dear listeners, we are happy to share with you that starting December 25th, 2018, we are going to have 1 hour of Hindi programs on Radio Sai Asia Stream every Tuesday, 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. If you love Hindi, this is your time to be lost in His story and glory. Do share this with all your Hindi-speaking family and friends. Thank you, Sairam. सप्रेम साईराम रेडियो साई के हिंदी श्रोताओं के लिए एक शुभ सूचना. अब शुरू हो रहा है हिंदी में भगवान श्री सत्य साई की संदेश धारा रेडियो साई प्रशांत निलयम से हर मंगलवार शाम 7:30 से 8:30 बजे तक. सुनिए साई प्रेम वाणी. www.radiosai.org की एशिया स्ट्रीम पर जाएं और हर मंगलवार हमारे हिंदी कार्यक्रमों का आनंद लें. जय साईराम.
నేను ఎప్పుడు మీ వెంటనే జంటనే ఇంటనే ఉంటూ ఉంటాను. కనుక మీరందరూ కూడా ఐకమత్యంతో పనిచేయండి. నా సీట్ ఇక్కడ కాదు, నా సీట్ మీ యొక్క హృదయమే. కనుకనే మీరు ఎక్కడ ఉంటే అక్కడ కూడా స్వామి ఉంటున్నాడు. ఏ కొరతను మీకు జరగవు, ఏ విధమైనటువంటి అపజయాలు మీకు జరగవు. కానీ పరిపూర్ణమైన విశ్వాసంతో మీరు పనిలో ప్రారంభించండి. ఏ పని చేసినా కూడా ఇది భగవత్ కార్యంగా భావించండి.
వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ మే డూ, గుడ్ వర్క్, టేక్ ఇట్ యాజ్ గాడ్స్ వర్క్.
Sairam, dear listeners, and we are back. You're tuned to Morning Glory on Thursday Live on this beautiful day of the Guru. It's a lovely morning. The time in India right now in Prashanthi Nilayam is 10:38 a.m. Indian Standard Time. And today happens to be the 27th of December 2018. And this is the last episode of Thursday Live for the year 2018. And it's a very special one for us. That is because we had such grand Christmas celebrations 2 days ago in the Mandir, 3 days ago, starting from the eve of Christmas. And Bhagwan Baba's devotees from around the globe, who are part of the SSIO, Satisai International Organization, they just take over ownership of this beautiful function, and the way they convert our lovely ashram into a Christmas paradise is unbelievable. You have to be here to see the holly, the joy, the lights, the happiness, the lovely meals in the Western canteen. Everything is excellent. And part of this excellence comes from the joy that our children bring to us, Baba's sweet children from around the world. And out of these children, some perform last night in the Kulwant Hall. There was a drama by the devotees from New Zealand. And today I'm happy to welcome to the studio a group of young adults and also SSE children from Auckland, New Zealand, who will talk to us and share with us their thoughts on why they are here and what brings them to Prashanthi Nilayam. So I'm happy to introduce them to you. I will ask each one of them, the four young adults who are with me, I'll ask them, starting with Avani, to introduce themselves to our listeners one by one, and then we'll come back and talk to all of them. Avani, go ahead, please.
Sairam, my name is Avani. I'm in year 9 and I'm 13, and I go to Mount Eden, Auckland.
Thank you, Avani Dhanak. That is nice to know.
Sairam, before I introduce myself, I'd like to thank Radio Sai for having us all on the show.
You're welcome.
It's obviously quite an honor. But anyways, my name is Yuvraj Kewal. I am 15 and I'm in year 10. And currently I go to TUI Center, which is also in Auckland.
Welcome to Radio Sai, Yuvraj, and we are happy to have you.
Thank you.
Sairam, my name is Aditya. I'm year 9 and I go to Mount Eden Center, Auckland, and I'm 14 years old.
Welcome to Radio Sai, Aditya Mishra.
Thank you.
Sairam, my name is Nihal. I go to Mount Eden Center and I'm 13.
Nice to have you, Nihal Jay Singh, on Radio Sai. Now I'm going to begin with Avani here. Avani, why are you here? This is Christmas time, holidays from school, great time to hang out with friends and really have a blast. So what brings you to Prashanthi Nilayam?
Well,
it's an unusual choice for a young teenager. You're 13, I understand. So why are you here?
Well, I'm here for the play about Sir Edmund Hillary and also to perform at Baba's Lotus Feet, which is such a great opportunity. Yes.
Why is it a great opportunity for a 13-year-old? You could be doing something really good. And right now, you know, with all the sales going on, could be lining up outside the Apple store trying to get a brand new phone or a new gizmo. You know, here you are putting up holly and singing bhajans.
Because here you feel that, like, the true Christmas, and here you feel more, it's more special here, and you feel much more happier, and it's like total bliss and peace.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you. That's a very blissful and peaceful answer. Okay, let's move on to Yuvraj.
I believe it's quite universal for all of us. We all are honored to have the opportunity to perform for Sai, especially at such a young age. We all understand that many people learn Swami later on in their lives, and that it's amazing to know of him at such a young age. But just like Avani, like, we all come here for the true Christmas. Like, we realize it's not all about just the presents and gifts and all that. It's about the true happiness and joy of Christmas, which is, again, what our play was about. But, yeah, it's amazing to be here, and you really do get the true sense of Christmas out here.
Truly, well said. Aditya Mishra?
So many people here from different backgrounds and cultures all coming here for one thing, Swami, and I find that really, really special. We here are very privileged to come here all the way from a tiny country, New Zealand, to be out here to perform for Swami. What better place to celebrate Christmas than here?
Truly, even the hobbits love Prashanthi Nilayam. Nihal Jay Singh.
I think it's just really amazing to celebrate Christmas here with all the different nationalities and seeing how everyone looks at us in Kulwan Thol, and performing in front of Baba was really something special.
Okay, I'll continue with Nihal. Nihal, tell me, what is the part you like the most and what is the toughest part of being here for Christmas?
The part I liked the most was definitely performing it in front of Sri Sathya Sai Baba. That was something very special. The toughest part was definitely the preparation, learning your lines, getting used to the play, and definitely standing in Kulwan Thol was very, very scary to start off with. But yeah.
Okay. Standing in Kulwan Thol meaning when?
Oh, when we were performing.
Oh, I see. Okay, just to be performing in the Divine Presence, yes. But it's also a very loving part. Those are the nice memories you will take back. What about yourself, Aditya Mishra?
The best part for me was just performing as well. Like Nihal said, the euphoria you get, like the suspense just before. And then once you're performing, you don't think about anything else. You're just thinking about the play and Baba looking straight at him. He may not be there physically, but you can see like a faint, I don't know, halo or something like that around him. Him smiling. That motivates you and makes you want to perform your best. And that's something that I can't quite put my finger on, but something I really want to do again if I get the opportunity.
Well, I'm sure Swami will. And what was tough for you?
Tough. The practices here especially when our body clocks, they're used to the New Zealand time.
I know.
And you're having
so
to practice.
Sleepy, yeah. Feeling so lazy because your body's supposed to be sleeping and then the teachers make
you're absolutely right. Our body clocks are tuned to New Zealand, so having two practices a day, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, making sure you're focused and not drifting off or sleeping. Sometimes it can get to you, but it's all worth it for the finished product.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Yuvraj Kival?
Certainly the best part for me was finally performing it for Swami. When I finally went out, I really got the energy that I've heard about so much. So many people talk about the energy they get when they finally, you know, perform their drama or choir in front of Swami. And it kind of seems like unbelievable at first, like how can someone be so motivated so suddenly? But when I finally went out there, I finally truly understood. And honestly, it's a truly unforgettable experience for me. I will never, never forget this. Toughest part, it would, just like Adi, it would have to be the practices in Prashanti. Back in New Zealand, practices were somewhat easygoing. But when you finally got to Prashanti, as you said, body clock and all that, really gets to you, but you really need to have that mental willpower to go on and go on. And in the end, it's for Swami, so all of us did give our best despite how tired we are, and in the end, it turned out amazing for us.
It did. It was spectacular. In the end, it all comes together and say, oh my God, all these weeks and days of tough practice, it was all worth this moment of great joy. And Avani Dhanak?
Well, yes, the best part was to perform in front of Swami. Even though his physical presence is not there, you still feel his presence there and you still feel him smiling at you and encouraging you, which is really special. And, well, the tough part was managing the time to come and go, because sometimes you had other like major priorities, but that helped you to manage the time and what to do.
I know, people think you go to party and you relax. We are so busy around here. Everybody's on a tight schedule, isn't it? Yes. And the canteens have timing, so you have to make sure you get in on time, otherwise you're not going to get your meal and your practice and your lights out time. Everything is very regimented in a way. So I find that contrary to the impression people may have, people in life in Prashanthi Nilayam is very busy, but is happy busy. Very, very. Now, Avani, what can you tell us about your play?
Well, the play is about Sir Edmund Hillary. He was a great New Zealander who was the first man to climb Mount Everest. Sir Edmund Hillary is a great example of a determined person who never gave up. And I think one must always share and have this quality. And The play also teaches us that if you want to achieve something, you must have all these qualities, which is determination and strength, which Sir Edmund Hillary had.
Nice. Very, very good message. And, you know, that's a name that we relate to in India also. So anybody, any child from, I think, grade 3 up, if you ask who is Edmund Hillary, they will be able to tell you because of Mount Everest, the conquest of Mount Everest. Thank you. Yourselves? Yuvraj?
Yeah, Edmund Hillary, he was a very caring and determined person, but he always did it with God in his heart. Like, as we saw in the play, he always called out to Jesus for help on his way up the mountain. And, yeah, God was a really huge help for him. And I think that's a message that can relate to everyone that saw the play or heard about it, that anything's achievable if you have God by your side and in your heart.
Truly. And that's something that applies to all of us. Aditya Mishra?
Edmund Hillary is a humble boy who came from humble beginnings, and he really shows what one can achieve with full faith in God. Something, it's so amazing, just blind faith with the Lord beside him, and look what he achieved, being the first person along with Tenzing Norgay to climb Mount Everest. Truly amazing and inspiring.
Absolutely, well said. Nihal?
Sir Edmund Hillary touches on God while climbing Mount Everest, but not also when climbing Mount Everest. Even when Edmund was a young boy, his little struggles in life when he was at school and people called him short, he still called God to make him a better person and not only grow taller, but grow in spirituality.
Nicely said. Nihal, how long did you all prepare for this play and who helped you with it?
We would have prepared the play for around 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a big effort. And the people which have helped us would be our SSE teachers, the parents, and also my peers in the play.
Aditya, your thoughts?
Definitely the Balvikas teachers, Auntie Karna for writing the play, Auntie Prini for directing the play along with Auntie Karna, all the time and effort.
Auntie Karuna? Did you say?
Yeah. she's Auntie
right.
Karna. Yeah.
Sairam, it's nice to have you in the studio. My namesake.
Okay. Continuing on.
I was wondering, did I do it in a state of sleep?
I'm not quite sure about that. But the time and effort that was put into this, it's amazing. And seeing all of it come together.
You have such amazing role models as your gurus.
Yes, exactly. Lots of time, lots of effort from many teachers and family as well.
Of course.
Definitely, yes, the aunties were a big help in the drama, but there were also specific people that made it as amazing as it was. Mm-hmm. All the props and costumes you saw, that was all thanks to Auntie Katie, a friend of Auntie Brinny, I believe. And the acting that you saw, that was all perfected and refined by Uncle Gareth, which, again, is another friend of Auntie Prinny.
So Auntie Prinny is very resourceful in getting us human resources.
Yes. If it wasn't for them, I don't believe the drama would be as amazing as it was. Auntie Katie made it look good, and Uncle Gareth made sure we are able to give our true 100%. And
very
I
nice.
Can't really thank them enough for everything they did. And one more person I wanted to thank is the person who recorded all our lines and gave all the sound effects, whose name is Evelyn. He's a youth back in New Zealand. And I don't know if he'll hear this or not, but if he is, I'd like to thank him from the bottom of my heart, because he was the one who was, well, he helped give us this opportunity, and that's something I can never stop thanking him for.
So thank you, Evan and Sairam, and aloha to you. Okay, very good. And yourself, Avani?
Yes, I would like the SSC teachers and some of the parents and volunteers really helped the play. They put countless of hours and worked really hard, and I truly thank them for that.
Now, Avani, I want you to tell us, when you go back, like, this is a big adventure to fly all the way from New Zealand, long flight, jet lag, coming to a different place in an ashram for young people who could be having fun elsewhere. to spend your Christmas and to work so hard and to present in the holy presence of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. When you go back, Avani, what is it that you're going to tell your friends at school and elsewhere what you did for Christmas? They'll all say, hey, how was your Christmas? I got these many gizmos and so many lovely presents and we went here, we went there, we had so much fun. What is your story going to be?
We'll tell them that about the play, of course, and how it was such a great experience to perform right in front of Baba's presence and that basically nothing could beat that. And it doesn't really matter because the presence at the end of the day doesn't mean anything. It's when you actually truly spend time with God on that special day is what's truly special. And also, I'll tell them about my experience in Prashanti and how it was a wonderful experience. And definitely tell them to come here and experience the same.
Very nice. You, Raj?
Not many of my friends have been exposed to Swamiji the way I have. So when I go back to New Zealand, I'll be sure to tell my friends all about my experience in Prashanti. All about Swami.
Is this your first visit to the Divine Valley?
No, this is in fact my fourth one.
Wow, quite an experience.
I came back in 2010. I did international choir here. Then I came for the New Zealand decorations in 2012. That was the last time we were here. And then again, I came back in 2015. And now this is my fourth trip. I'm very honored to have come so many times.
Truly. And it's very nice of your parents to have. I'm sure they had a hand to play in it.
Yes, yes. They are the people who have introduced me to Swami, and they are more devoted than I am, and I aspire to be as devoted as they are. But the one mistake I've made after every trip, I never told my friends about it.
Oh, I see.
So I'm going to make sure I don't make the same mistake. I'm going to let them know about my trip, and I'm going to let them know about Swami.
Very nice. And all the best to you. And you never make any presumptions that it will be very difficult for them to understand. If this is your truth, you should speak of it with confidence.
Yes, yes. They are very understanding people. I've known them for many years now. And yes, I'm sure they'll be very understanding. I'm sure they'll, maybe check them out.
Sure. Why not? And you can bring them to your Sai Center, introduce them to your friends at SSC. That's a nice start.
Yeah, I could easily do that, yes.
Because they can relate to children who are their age. And when people see how well our SSC children perform in many other areas of their life, they often wonder, what is it that makes all of you who you are? I found that in my experience that then there were a lot of parents who want their children to be associated with our Sai children just for having good company.
Yes,
because everybody recognizes that goodness.
Yes, I think it would be really great for them. I think it will help them grow as people in a spiritual and, common sense, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is rare sometimes, yes. Aditya Mishra, what's your story going to be, the narrative? Where were you for Christmas, Adi?
I think it's better for me. If I show them the video online, they'll be able to see something tangible and see the fruits of my labor and our labor as SSIO NZ and seeing what we've accomplished.
Nihal, Jason?
What I will tell my friends when I head back to New Zealand is that I got to have a very spiritual Christmas, and I got to spend it by having a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity in front of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba.
They may wonder, who is this person with the long name?
Well, if they wonder who he is, I will tell them about them. I'll tell them about him. And if they want to see the play, I'll show them the YouTube video.
And get them all hooked to Radio Sai Global Harmony. That's a good start. Okay, very nice. Your final thoughts. Before I invite the younger SSC children, your final thoughts, anyone can go first.
Okay, I guess I'll go first. Again, I'd like to thank Radio Sai for having us here to share our thoughts. Honestly, I believe this is the best trip I've had to Prashanti. It's been amazing to be able to perform for Swami, not once, but I also performed in the choir.
Oh, nice. Yes. 24th evening.
Yeah, no, 25th morning.
Morning, okay.
The morning choir. But what makes it even more special is that I've been able to do this with all my friends. Like, I've made it, many close friends, like Aditya and Nihal, on this trip. And they're friends I'm going to, wish to keep for life, because they've honestly been great people. And not just them, the little boys that I'm meant to come up, like Ankit and Ayan. they've been great friends to me, great people. And obviously I'm going to see them back in New Zealand, but I'll never forget this trip and how close it's brought all of us together as SSE children.
Thank you.
Touching on Yuvraj's thoughts, the amount of time we spend together, I think our bond has grown a lot since then. And performing together in front of Swami, that's something I'll never forget. It's an amazing memory. Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. So, dear listeners, you just heard from Avani Dhanak, Yuvraj Keval, Aditya Mishra and Nihal Jay Singh, all young adults, all teenagers from Auckland, New Zealand. They were all part of the trip, the entire group that came from New Zealand for Christmas this year. And I also have three younger guests from this team. They are, I believe, Ayan Rai, who's 6 years old, Ananya Rai, who's 8, and Ankit Mishra, who's 7. I will have them on the show in just a few moments. Till I get them onto the microphones and make the transition, I'd like for you to listen to a small piece of music and some important announcements, so please don't go anywhere. Meanwhile, keep sending your feedback to our WhatsApp number. It's a number in India, 9393-258-258. That is the Radio Size feedback number to receive feedback on WhatsApp. I'll repeat, 9393-258-258. And I request you to please send us your feedback, thoughts and comments about our programs, and kindly excuse us from any forwards, and we will not be able to take phone calls on that number. Thank you very much. And just on the other side of this musical break, I will have Ayan Rai, Ananya Rai and Ankit Mishra on the show.
To Sight.
Spend the day with Sight. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sight Thursday Live.
Radio Sight Thursday Live.
Stay tuned. Sagani sagamadamare.
Thank you.
Sai Ram, and welcome back to Morning Glory on Thursday Live. We are coming to you from Prashanthi Nilayam, India, the spiritual capital of the universe, on this beautiful Thursday morning, the 27th of December 2018. The time in the studio right now is exactly 3 minutes past 11 a.m. That is Indian Standard Time. You just heard from four young adults who are part of the SSE program from New Zealand. And now I have three extraordinarily special guests, three cute little packages in the studio. And they are also from New Zealand. I'd like to introduce my listeners to them. My first guest is eight-year-old Ananya Rai. Sai Ram, Ananya, and welcome to Radio Sai.
Sai Ram, and my name is Ananya Rai.
Hi, Ananya. It's good to have you on the show.
Thank you.
And also, I have with me Ankit Mishra. Sai Ram, Ankit, you're 7 years old?
Yes.
Which grade do you attend?
Year two.
Nice to have you on the show. And finally, my youngest guest is Ayan Rai, who is 6 years old. Sai Ram, Ayan?
Sai Ram.
Welcome to Radio Sai.
Thank you.
Okay, let's start with Ananya. Ananya, what brings you here? Why are you here in Prashanthi Nilayam in India?
I have come here to perform a play in front of Sai Baba, and I've also done the Christmas choir.
Wow, quite a lot of experience for a young lady like yourself. What was your favorite part?
My favorite part was performing everything in front of Swami, the choir and the play.
Why? Why was it so special?
It just feels really special to perform it, since it's a very once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Hey, you're a young girl. Your Baba is going to give you many opportunities, but yes, for your young life. Is this your first trip to India, Ananya?
No.
You've come before?
Yeah.
Wow, you're a seasoned visitor. Very impressive. So, what was the tough part, Ananya?
All the practices, because we had practices in one hall, then rushed to the other hall. But it did really work out. It was worth it.
Oh, nice to hear that. Okay, thank you, Ananya. I'll move on to Ankit Mishra. Ankit, if you can take the microphone, please. Yes. And what brings you here?
What brings me here is to do the play, which is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to do for a 7-year-old like me.
Yes, indeed. And what was the nicest part?
Everything was good, but the main things I liked was the buttons, the Vedams, but not the least, the food.
Oh, wow. Which is your favorite canteen?
I would say Western.
Yeah, hard to decide. And your favorite item there, which food did you like? The desserts?
I'd say I'd like the vegetables.
The vegetables? My God, you're a dream child. Your mom must be so happy. You like vegetables. I thought you were going to say cheesecake or chocolate cake. Look at you. That explains why you're so smart. Keep eating those vegetables. Good job. Okay, Ankit Mishra, what was the tough part?
There's no really tough part, but the play practices. I mean, you're doing it in front of an Indian god, so you have to make it perfect.
Yes, in India, well, God is everybody's God, but in India, we like to do things very perfectly, and I'm so glad you caught that important point. So the standard in Prashanthi Nilayam is very high. Thank you for that perspective. You're a wise young man. Thank you, Ankit Mishra.
Thank you.
Moving to Ayan Rai, 6-year-old. Ayan, why are you here, sweetheart?
To perform at the lotus feet.
Wow. So, did you enjoy the experience? Was it nice?
Yes.
Why? All right. What did you enjoy the most? What was the funnest part?
Being with my cousins.
Oh, nice family bonding, is it? Very nice. Who are your cousins here?
Vihan and Trigyan Bhaiya.
Oh, very nice. So the family got together in Prashanthi Nilayam with your bhaiyas? Happy. Very nice to hear that. All right, moving along. Ananya, what can you tell us about the play?
It's about...
It's about Edmund Hillary. What did you like about the play? What message did you get out of it? I understand you want to be a child psychologist when you grow up. Wise young lady, okay.
That Christmas isn't really about the presents. It's about getting together with your family and really enjoying that special day.
Hmm. And here you got together with the whole Sai family. Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy the day?
Yeah.
Did you wear flowers in your hair?
For choir.
Ah, that must have felt good, huh? I know, I can see the joy. Everybody wears it like a little beret or like a hairband on their hair. Long practices, right?
Yes.
Who helped you the most to do your part? What was your part in the play?
I was playing a little girl who cried because her presents weren't as nice as the other kids. And they kept teasing me because when I tried to put the star on the tree, I was too short, so they just kept teasing me. And then Grandma and Granddad... And just start with a story about Sir Edmund Hillary, who was also short and was called a misfit.
Uh-huh. And then look what he did, right?
Yeah, he was the first person to climb Mount Everest, the highest mountain in the world.
And that is one incredible feat and a lot of inspiration for all of us, isn't it?
Yes.
So our height is not what is going to determine whether we are tall or short. That's not going to determine whether we will succeed in achieving our goals. What will?
Our determination and our willpower.
Wow, you make a very good child psychologist. Thank you, Ananya. I can predict the future and I can see that happening. Okay, Ankit Mishra, your take on the play.
So I'm a PE student of Auckland Grammar School.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do, I'm this... I make fun of the PE teacher, and whenever he looks at me, I try and avoid him by looking down. And I have another part, a Sherpa dance. So we have this costume. We have a shawl, and a Sherpa hat.
Oh, I see. Nice. Cool, huh? Sherpa hat. Wow. Do any of you ever think of climbing actually now, following in the footsteps of Sir Edmund Hillary and climbing Mount Everest?
It would be a really honor if I could have the chance to. I mean, I'd like to play. I'd need a lot of practice. But if I did, I'd be very proud of myself.
Yes, and Swami will be so proud of you. And you know what? You're on to a great start. You're already eating your veggies. You love the vegetables the most. So I think you're on the right path. Good health. Keep exercising. And who knows? Set a goal. And with Swami's blessings, we will all be so proud because one of our children, because we are one family, and if somebody from our SSC goes on to conquer the Everest, we'll all be cheering when you go up, say, Jai Sai Ram, and put a flag of Swami's Jai Sai Ram there, okay?
Yep.
Do that for me, will you?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Very nice. Ayan Rai, what did you understand from the play? What did you like? He's thinking. You can think it through. All right. And
the happiness is not in the present. It is in the day you have.
Beautiful. Profound truth from the mouth of babes. Now, how old are you, Ayan? All of six and so wise? How did you turn so wise?
I don't know.
It's because Swami's grace, I think. I can predict. It's Baba who's giving you good thoughts. You're thinking of Baba and Baba is inspiring you. Would you agree with me?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Ayan. So, all three of you, I have a final question. What are your final thoughts on coming to Puttaparthi? When you go back, and what are you going to tell your friends and buddies at school about your trip to Parthi? I'm going to start with Ayan Rai. Ayan, when you go back, you go to your school, your teacher, your friends will say, "Hey, Ayan, how was your Christmas?" What are you going to tell them?
I did a play in front of a God Samadhi.
Mm-hmm. Nice, very nice. And if they say, was it fun, what was it about? Tell them about Edmund Hillary, okay? Because they are New Zealanders, they will understand. All right? Thank you, Ayan. Ankit Mishra?
So I would tell them that it was a great experience, especially when the people clapped for you, so it kind of inspires you to, you know, do the play.
Mm. Very nice. And finally, our child psychologist, Ananya?
I would tell them that I had just did a play and sung in front of Swami. And if they ask who Swami is, I tell them all about Swami and all the miracles which he, well, you know.
I know. Very nice, Ananya. That is so nice to have. I'm very happy to thank all three of you for being on Morning Glory. Ayan Rai, Ananya Rai, and Ankit Mishra, thank you for joining me on the show this morning on Morning Glory. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Sai Ram to all three of you.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
And I can ask you to leave your microphones on the table without touching them, please. And you may remain seated. So, dear listeners, you were just listening to three young SSC students from Auckland, New Zealand. They are Ayan Rai, 6 years old, Ananya Rai, 8, and Ankit Mishra, 7. 6, 7, and 8 year olds. And we heard some profound truths from the mouth of these young. They are the future of the Sai organization. So I have the future staring me in the face, and I think it's beautiful and bright. And on another happy note, as I told you, we now have a WhatsApp number, and I'm happy to say that we've already received some amazing feedback from all of you. It's amazing because it came so quickly. And I just forgot to mention, whenever you send your feedback, please do add your name, and because we don't have your number saved, right? So we don't know who it's coming from. I have one which says, very motivating and important interaction and talks by the alumni. Thank you, Karuna and Radio Sai. You're welcome, dear sister or brother, whoever has written, but you didn't write your name. Please write your full name and address so that we'll recognize you. Next one says, Sai Ram. This one says, is from Deepali Chakku in New Delhi. And it says, Sai Ram, Karuna ma'am, it was really nice to listen to the interview by alumni sisters. Just wanted to say that the Radio Sai app we use sometimes stops by itself while playing. Okay, we have taken note of it, and we will pass on your feedback about the this little glitch in the Radio Sai app to our technical team. And she goes, Deepali Chakku says, hope you have a lovely day. Thank you, Deepali, and wish you the same. There's one more from Rahul from Muscat, Oman, who says, loving Sai Ram from the Sultanate of Oman. Team Radio Sai is doing a wonderful job to spread Swami's message. I especially look forward to Thursday Live with Karuna Ma'am, afternoon satsang with Brother Prem and Arvind every week, and the interviews with Brother Bishu. Keep up the good work. Jai Sai Ram, Rahul, Muscat, Oman. Wonderful to hear from you. Thank you, Rahul. And we look forward to connecting more deeply with you as we go on. I hope you know Hindi. If you do, join us every Tuesday from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. The next one says, Sai Ram, Karuna sister, thank you for having alumni sisters on the show. It was strengthening to hear about Bal Vikas program. This is Brother Ahilan Sivaswamy, based in Appleton City, Wisconsin, USA. Thank you, and Sai Ram. So thank you, Brother Ahilan Sivaswamy from Appleton City, Wisconsin, USA, for sharing your thoughts with us. And there's one more. We say, Sai Ram Radio Sai team, thanks for all the lovely programs. Thank you, dear listener, who sent it. We don't have your name and place. So these are some of the few ones that the office has forwarded to me just as I sent a message to them. And I'm looking forward to more all throughout the day. Please send us your feedback on this number, which is 9393258258. That is the WhatsApp number for Radio Sai. Dear listeners, thank you so much for your company on Morning Glory today. Raghu was kind enough to give me some time so that I could talk to the children with all the patience that one needs to have so many transitions in a live show. We had a whole lot of guests today. I believe 7 and 3, 10. And so 10 live guests. So the transition took us a little time. And we look forward to your feedback. As always, you can continue to send us feedback on our email ID, listener@radiosai.org. And you can also send it on our WhatsApp number, 9393258258. And for the rest of the few minutes that we have at hand, I'm going to play some of your favorite music. I thank you for your company, and I want you to know that in a few minutes, my colleagues will update you on when you can listen to the Radio Sai's Hindi program, which is broadcast every Tuesday from 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. You can hear it one more time. I do not know on which exact date when it will be slotted, perhaps on a Sunday or on a Wednesday morning. So in case you have missed it on Tuesday night, you can catch it on another day. As soon as we know that we have the clarity from our scheduling team, we will share that information with you. And please continue to stay tuned to Prashanthi Nilayam India through Radio Sai Global Harmony. Thanks for your company. Have a saisome, awesome day ahead. May everything you do, think and speak, be inspired and blessed by the glory and grace of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you. నేను ఎప్పుడు మీ వెంటనే జంటనే ఇంటనే ఉంటుంటాను. కనుక మీరందరూ కూడా ఐకమత్యంతో పనిచేయండి. నా సీట్ ఇక్కడ కాదు, నా సీట్ మీ యొక్క హృదయమే. కనుకనే మీరు ఎక్కడ ఉంటే అక్కడ కూడా స్వామి ఉంటున్నాడు.
స్వామి ఇస్ దేర్ వెరెవర్ యు ఆర్.
ఏ కొరతను మీకు జరగవు.
నథింగ్ విల్ హ్యాపెన్ టు యు.
ఏ విధమైనటువంటి అపజయాలు మీకు జరగవు.
యు విల్ నెవర్ హావ్ ఫెయిల్యూర్.
కానీ పరిపూర్ణమైన విశ్వాసంతో మీరు పనులు ప్రారంభించండి.
వర్క్ విత్ టోటల్ ఫెయిత్.
ఏ పని చేసినా కూడా ఇది భగవత్ కార్యంగా భావించండి.
వాట్ ఎవర్ యు మే డు గుడ్ వర్క్ టేక్ ఇట్ యాస్ గాడ్స్ వర్క్.
మంగళ హారతి మంగళ హారతి. जुगाद सच है भी सच नानक होसी भी सच
चरण